This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Join once again from somewhere deep. I don't know if are you in Wisconsin?
Yep, I just got back.
Okay. By the one, the only Keita Bussi. I saw hey, where Dale. you had been doing something with a rental car.
Yeah, I was just in Texas, so rental cars are pretty hard to come by right now. They sell out quick, and the prices are sky high. So I made a rental car reservation, you know, months ago when it was much cheaper. But you can actually reserve your car day of online after your initial reservation, and they have to set aside a car for you. So I actually checked the traffic at the rental car place and saw that traffic was high. So I knew if I got the cheapest car they had available, it would be gone by the time I got there that afternoon.
Right.
So I showed up there, you know, I rented something really dumb and cheap, but I don't know, a Dodge Neon or something stupid like that. And when I got there, they were all out of the cheapest cars. All they had left were muscle cars and sports cars. So then I got a Dodge Challenger for my rental, for the price of basically a Dodge Neon. So then my class was 2.5 hours away from the airport, so I knew I was probably going to use a full tank of gas. Usually I don't recommend getting the gas from the car rental place, because basically you're paying for the tank of gas, and whatever you don't use, you're paying for not using it. So I knew in order for it to be worth it, I'd have to get to empty, which I did. I pulled into the lot at the end of my trip just after the light came on, and it was right on empty, so I got every penny out of that gas tank.
I understand. How much is gas up in Wisconsin?
It's a little over $3.
Yeah, it's been coming down here, too. It's in the 330s here, which,
yeah,
you know, is still more. It's still more than we were getting, but it's all beside the point. So what was the class you taught in Texas? That must have been fun.
Yeah, it was great. It was the Smart Move movement class. It was a two-day class. I had 11 students. Something unusual happened. One of the guys who signed up for the class actually passed away from cancer 2 days before the class. But the guy who got his spot was pretty excited.
Right.
Quite a wait list. So that's never happened before. So I refunded his family. And we all filled out a car and mailed it to his a card and mailed
right.
it to his family, giving our condolences. Just a really sad situation.
Well, I mean, if you do this long enough, Keita, that's going to happen.
Yeah, I suppose.
The more you do it, the more you do it. And I mean, especially when you consider that a lot of people to come to take your classes are, you know, like me and Mean Gene and, you know, that age. I mean, the competitive side, I'm sure those guys are pretty good too. But, I mean, anyway, I'm sorry that happened.
I do put a lot of focus on helping people who've had injuries or maybe they're just getting older and need to learn how to move more efficiently for how their body works now. I had a woman in the class with severe scoliosis and S-shaped spine where one shoulder was way lower than the other. She was shooting a pistol caliber carbine. And I could see right from the very first course of fire that she was fighting against her body rather than working with it. That's how it's meant to move. So over the course of 2 days, we fixed that. And she said at the end of class that she had so much more energy and wasn't in pain like after shooting a competition for a day. Usually she's just beat and in so much pain, and she wasn't feeling that pain because her body was moving correctly. But that was really cool to see. Then I had a gentleman with a knee replacement and an old ankle injury on opposite sides, so he was kind of having issues with both legs. And we got him moving with his body instead of against it, and he said the same thing, that he just wasn't feeling the pain he normally feels at the end of the day and had so much more energy and was able to do so much more. And the interesting thing is, as they learned to use their bodies efficiently, their hits actually improved as well.
Right.
Because now they can shock absorb their sights a little better. Plus, they have a better mental focus if they're not distracted by pain.
Yeah, that would come into play with me too as well. However, I'm going to be leaning on you here very shortly. I don't know when it's going to happen. Let me take you through it. Well, you know what? Let me give you the short version, and then I'll take you through everything that has happened to me since this time last year. This time last year, I had changed doctors. She threw out everything I was on and decided that I was diabetic. She threw me on a whole bunch of medications. I started seeing her March the 29th, and on April the 26th, I was in heart failure. And I spent my 60th birthday, which is April the 16th, is Saturday. That was the worst day I'd ever had in my life. I felt horrible. So I fired her now.
Okay.
The resulting setbacks, I got with another doctor 3 months ago. So, at that time, when I got with the new doctor, he took me, he threw everything out, made a couple of suggestions to my diet, and I have gone now from 319 weight, 319 on April 26, 2021, to 262 today.
Wow. And you've been doing some exercise as well.
I've been walking more. I mean, last year, my average steps were about 1,600, and that's all I could muster.
Okay.
I drove to a lot of places and let other people go into the place to walk, and if I had to go check the mail, that was painful. Now I'm doing about 4,000 steps a day. The only reason I don't do any more than that is because I run out of time, and then I have to come here and do a radio show.
Gotcha.
But I'm not having nearly as many issues as I had. So here very shortly, my next goal, my first goal is to get down to 235.
Okay.
My next goal is to regain flexibility and lateral movement, which we'll talk about that when we get back. Akita Bussey is a weaponized woman. 180firearmstraining.com is her website. We'll be right back to talk my return to mobility and what she would suggest to do with that. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. speaking with Keita Bussey, who she did not realize when she was coming on the show today that she was going to be pressed into service as my own personal coach. For somebody, have you ever had to deal with somebody my age that has is trying to regain flexibility and lateral movement?
Yeah, absolutely. All the time, actually.
Well, I'll tell you what the problem is going to be, and it's going to be initial. I hope it's not long-lasting. My knees are not the best knees to be had.
Okay.
And I'm afraid because, like, Keita is always, when Keita's moving, Keita is sort of coiled up. And she has enough of a knee bend in her knees in order to spring, so to speak, and go from left, right, forward, back. And I don't think I've ever seen you in an unbalanced situation. With bad knees, can I develop lateral movement?
Well, the body moves most efficiently front to back, but it can move laterally. As you get older or have injuries, that movement can be limited. Now, if you're working on losing weight, taking off that weight is going to help you be more able to move in any direction. So it's hard on the tendons and ligaments when you move laterally, especially if you have excess weight.
Right.
So the more you're able to lose weight, the less pressure it's going to put on your joints, your muscles, your ligaments, your tendons, all those things. Now, okay. I would also imagine, I don't know if you're on medications like this right now, but if you had the conditions you mentioned, you were probably on some sort of a beta blocker like metoprolol.
I took it out.
Okay, so metoprolol drops your blood pressure down and can make you feel really lightheaded, which can be risky when you're exercising. They probably also put you on something like metformin or glimepiride or something like that for what they thought was diabetes.
And that's also been tossed out.
Okay. So you were on that and you're not anymore. Are you taking any sort of insulin at all?
Nope.
Okay. So fluctuations in blood sugar is something else you want to watch out for. I'm sure you're on a low sodium diet right now because you said you have congestive heart failure.
Well, no.
And if you have a lot of...
I have been, you know, I've had a heart attack and I've had a bypass.
Okay.
My heart is the least weak of my components currently. My job is to try to get everything around the heart back into some sort of condition. I'm not so much... low sodium, I don't know. All I'm eating is I've really cut back on the carbs. I've cut back. I've thrown out all the junk. I've cut back on the sugar. All of those things, I've eliminated it, basically. And that was because I had a slight spike in my A1C when I was taking care of Kim during her recuperation.
Was probably stress-related.
Well, it's stress-related, plus I was eating nothing but junk. Right, I was eating nothing but junk. I was eating whatever I could find. And, you know, ladies that take care of homes and everything else, you have my deepest, deepest respect. Because, I mean, that skill set just about kicked my butt. So all that other stuff combined, it sort of drove it up. So right now, that was one of the, I mean, I was already losing weight because I'd been on prednisone for 4 years. Which also drove up the blood sugar and all the and the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so yeah, I'm just trying to work my way back. I was already there after the heart attack and then I got sick. So now I'm trying to work my way back to where I've already been once before. Because I've been at 235.
So I would be careful about sodium levels in your food just because where salt goes, water follows. So if you're eating high-sodium foods, then you're going to have a higher blood volume, which makes your heart have to work even harder.
Yeah.
So low sodium foods would be a good idea. If you're having a carb at all, make sure it's a complex carb. So whole wheat bread rather than white bread if you're going to have bread.
I've cut out all bread.
And definitely not anything with sugar like candy or ice cream, things like that. I mean, you can have a little bit once in a while, but not regularly. Now, here's another interesting thing.
Sure.
If you're dieting, your body gets used to the type of food that you're eating, and you're going to get this sudden craving for something like an ice cream cone just once in a while, and it's almost overwhelming, and it's basically your body's way of sort of kickstarting your metabolism again because it got so used to eating that diet you've been eating, and going back and having something like an ice cream cone sort of jars your system and puts you back into a good metabolizing mode where you can start losing weight again.
Well, I've divorced myself from that. My primary snacks are either nuts or apples.
Okay. Almonds are the best nut to choose from.
Well, I prefer cashews.
The other ones.
And pistachios.
Yeah, cashews are yummy, but they're more fatty than eating nuts is obviously going to be less fattening than a lot of other things you could eat, like a hamburger. But almonds are the most healthy nut, if you're going to be picky about that.
I'm not.
Considering these things in your diet, you're already doing really well. That would be like me telling you carrots have more sugar in them than celery.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what kind of junk I was eating. I mean, I was doing nothing. Tell everybody how to find your website real quick. We're going into the break.
180firearmstraining.com.
Talking to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. She's been pressed into my rehab. She just didn't know it prior to today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the Senate still on their Easter recess, senators are back in their home districts, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, was taking part in a luncheon in Shelby County, Kentucky, to discuss issues of importance to the state and the country. The senator says as long as Ukraine keeps fighting against Russia, the United States needs to keep supporting Ukraine.
President Zelensky needs to tell us what the definition of victory is. And as long as they're willing to fight, we need to help them.
The Biden administration will require infrastructure projects to be outfitted with U.S.-made materials. The Office of Management and Budget directing federal agencies to ensure that by mid-May, all projects funded by the infrastructure package are made with domestic iron and steel. USA Radio News. Today is tax day, and anyone putting it off until the last minute has until midnight to get it done, either by mail, with a tax professional, or online. The IRS has received more than 100 million returns as of 10 days ago, but is still facing its biggest backlog ever.
Ready!
President Biden blowing the whistle to kick off the annual Easter egg roll at the White House. The event was not held the last 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The president and first lady dubbing this year's theme Eggucation, as children had a chance to check out a reading book and a schoolhouse activity area. Stocks are finishing lower after a roller coaster session on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 39 points to close at 34,411. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, and she had no idea she was coming in to get a new job description. Did you?
Nope. So we talked about your meds.
Well, so this was my diet for the, 8 weeks that I had to be the domestic goddess post-op. I was really into the Oreos, potato chips of all persuasions, fast food, and we have a lot of Greek burger joints around here, so, you know, not only fast food, but really delicious fast food. Mm-hmm. So an excessive amount of fries and stuff like that, and the only thing I was cooking here was breakfast, which was eggs and beef, bacon, so... which is probably the healthiest thing. Since I don't make the eggs with any sort of salt in them, so, you know.
Okay.
I know the bacon probably has some salt in them, but the other problem I have is one of the things I do still take is Lasix, and Lasix will cause you to cramp up. And okay. so will lack of sodium.
Lasix is a loop diuretic, which means it can affect your potassium levels. Potassium is actually what they use to put people down on death row to stop your heart. So potassium is something you have to be really careful with. You don't want it to get too high or too low.
Right.
And it does affect your heart rate, and you can have irregular rhythms. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. I would guess they're checking your labs once a week or something like that?
No. I have a doctor now that is an experienced doctor, and he looked at the only marker I had that he was concerned about when I came to him was elevated A1C. I was already going down. The edema in my shins is gone. Just about all of the discoloration from the pre-heart attack is gone. I'm up and running. I'm able to ride a bike, stationary bike, but able to ride a bike as long and as far as I want to go. Not really too many things except for that elevated A1C. And when he found out about that, considering everything else he was looking at, he said, you got 90 days to bring it down. And he took me off of all of the junk that the previous doctor had me on and put me on some very mild things to handle some very mild things. The problem, though, was that here's where we start to compound the problem. You know, with diabetics, a lot of time, you get neuropathy in your feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, also, metformin will also kill the nerve endings in your feet, and then you get neuropathy in your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So I developed neuropathy. So now I'm on a drug to combat that, in addition to some supplements, various Bs, B1, B12, that kind of thing. And slowly the neuropathy is receding.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I'm able to walk. I'm able to walk just fine. I don't have any issues walking.
Make sure they're checking your potassium levels occasionally. A lot of people who take a loop diuretic need to also be on potassium chloride tablets.
Well, I do take one a day.
Okay.
I do take one, 10 MEQ a day.
Oh,
whatever
perfect.
That. I don't know what MEQ stands for, but that's what I'm on.
It's a mill equivalent. So I've seen people take 20 a day. I've seen them take 10 a day. So 10 is a fairly lower dose, but I would still make sure you're getting labs done occasionally just to check on your potassium levels. If you're ever feeling a little off, they should be checking that.
I'm taking one drug, and I don't remember what it is and what it's for, so I can't tell you, but he did tell me there might be a little bit of occasional dizziness from that, which I've had one mild dizzy spell, and everything else seems to be just purring along really well. I'm quite pleased with it. The only thing I'm concerned about now is I haven't been riding the bike because one thing that's happening is I'm eating so little that I don't have a lot of energy at the end of the day. I can walk 4,500, 5,000 steps a day, but when I need to be getting on this bike, I'm just not there anymore. I go to sleep at about 9 o'clock every evening now. And the thing that I guess I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to increase the protein that I'm taking in and just take the protein drink, protein shake, something, give it 30 minutes, jump on the bike, pedal for a half hour, say, okay, I got it done.
Yeah, or you can break it up into multiple segments during the day instead of all at once. You've probably heard an object in motion stays in motion, so it's important to keep yourself moving throughout the day.
Oh, but I do, Kita. I do.
So we talked meds, we talked diet, we talked exercise, you know, to keep your body moving. Next, I would say make sure you're stretching.
Well, that's the thing I've got to get back. I do know how to stretch. I do have a martial arts background and everything, and I'm going to try to do some things to start building that up. But, like, the piriformis is really tight on me now, although it doesn't hurt like it used to. So I've got to get that loosened back up. I'm sure that's going to be fun, all those little stretches, the little foot over the knee, push down on the opposite knee and lay back and all that other fun stuff. That's going to be fun. I just can't wait. Yeah, that one, yeah. So I got those going on, but yeah.
Be careful as you're exercising for repetitive movements. So if you can walk outside on an uneven surface, that's going to work all different angles and muscles versus walking on a treadmill where every single footfall is exactly the same.
Right.
That repetitive motion wears on your joints and muscles, tendons, ligaments, and can lead to injury.
Yeah, that makes that bores me a little bit. The one thing I am a little concerned with is I'm losing muscle tone in the upper body, so I have gone and bought some exercise bands. And
yeah,
I'm going to start using those.
Yeah, bands are great.
They can help with flexibility as well, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You can use those to help yourself get into a deeper stretch. And I have some videos on YouTube under the playlist Train Smart. I have some exercise videos. I have some stretching videos. I have one on dynamic stretches that you do before you work out. It prepares
right.
your body for movement. And then I have static stretches for after you work out. And the static stretches over time will lead to more flexibility and help with prevention of injury.
Unfortunately, that's not going to be enough. I need you to drive down from Wisconsin 3 times a week. or barring that, I guess I could watch the video. Maybe I have my expectations are a little too high on that one, but that's okay. We're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find you, please.
180firearmstraining.com. If you'd like to email me, it's 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. But now that I have this awesome new website, it is all on there. You can find everything in one place.
Everything in one place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, Aero. PreciSionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey. And she is the weaponized one, 180firearmstraining.com. Have you ever, like in your books, and I haven't looked in, well, I've only got one. In the book I have not looked in the book to see if you have anything along the lines of rehab. Because I would imagine, like with you, now, your injury, which was a result of a ricocheting round hitting you in the ankle, that was sort of an oddball, but you did have to rehab it, and it took a minute. It seemed like for you to rehab it. Do you think at some point in time that you might get out there and write a book like, "Hey, you had the edge, you can have it again," something like that?
I would think about it. The movement in my book already. For every movement, I say, if you have this, this, or this type of injury, modify it in this way.
Right.
So it is in there, just not the main focus. So if you're trying to move laterally and you have some knee issues, then all you have to do is rotate your foot a little bit toward the direction you want to move. That way you're using your knees more front to back, rather than side to side, but it still moves your body in a lateral direction.
It also doesn't, I guess it keeps you from flexing the knee in a certain way to where it's going to twist.
Right. You don't want to put that sideways pressure on the knee. There is a tendon there that's very easy to tear.
Well, that doesn't make me happy.
On the outside of the knee.
The biggest problem I have is that I don't think I have any cartilage.
Yes, then you're definitely going to want to use your knees front to back rather than side to side. That doesn't mean you can't move your body as a whole side to side. You're just going to have to rotate your hips, knees, and ankles to point in the direction you want to move. Even if, so let's just say you're talking about while shooting, right? You want your shoulders to be square with the targets you're engaging, but you're moving your body in a lateral direction. So normally when you move in a particular direction, the most efficient way to do that is to face that direction and move that way. But as shooters, we can't always do that because our targets might not be in that direction.
Right.
So it's better to be square to your target if the focus is on the shooting versus the moving. But then you're forced to move laterally. So all you have to do in that case is rotate your toes outward a little bit, and you can move your body laterally without moving your joints as laterally.
Right.
It's more of like a 45-degree angle, so you're splitting the difference. But it's much less pressure on those joints.
I would imagine that becomes a thing where you're going to have to do that very slowly and build up to it, right, as far as adding speed to it.
Well, you kind of have to work through it mentally. It's like learning how to walk all over again.
Right.
So you have to work through it slowly and break it into parts until it mentally makes sense to you and then becomes subconscious. So it takes repetition.
Okay.
That is something that I'm currently struggling with, because even though I know in my head I have to rotate that ankle outward so I'm not using it side to side, I forget that I can't do things when I hear that timer go off.
Yeah, but you tell me you'd solve that. You had worked that out to where you weren't getting that immediate launch mentality.
I took away the timer. I'm like Pavlov's dogs. I hear that timer and I just go.
Yeah.
So my solution for my classes was I took away the timer. So now I don't hear that beep and launch. I can pace myself and make sure I'm not taking off explosively and hurting myself.
Right. Well, okay.
I'm just conditioned when I hear that beep to go. I'm sort of trying to break myself of that habit. So if you want to find those videos, I don't know if I said this, my YouTube is Keto Bussy. So Keto Bussy on YouTube. They are the stretching videos, and you can find them under the playlist Train Smart.
You can also catch the podcast. How's the podcast going?
It's really, really good. We only need a little over 100 hours before we can monetize. We started out needing 4,000 hours of viewing, and now we only need about a little over 100.
Yep.
And it was really cool when I went to my class over the weekend. You know how when you go to the movies with your friends and you walk out and you're all quoting things from the movie to each other?
Right.
My students were doing that about my podcast. They were quoting things that I and my co-hosts were saying to each other and quoting us to each other. And I thought, that sounds really familiar. Did I say that sometime? And they said, oh, yeah, it's from your podcast.
Are you going to do anything with Mike Glover?
I don't have anything planned at this point. He's been a little bit unobtainium as of late.
Right.
So I wouldn't rule it out, but we don't have anything in the works at this point.
As far as you getting monetized, the more videos you put up, I mean, that will add to your watch time, which I'm sure you've already figured out. But
right.
How many,
we've been dropping one a week.
What's the threshold? Is it 1,000 hours per year? 1,000 hours per month? What's the threshold?
Once you reach 4,000 hours of viewing total, then you can monetize. And after that, it just stays monetized.
Yeah,
so that means my videos I have on there that are already viral will continue getting views and will generate money.
They will continue getting views and they will continue to generate money, but they will not generate money until you are monetized, which is,
correct.
This is the way they get you with the AdSense and all the other stuff. And
mm-hmm.
It's a little upsetting. Yes, ma'am.
I was monetized before they changed it. So when I first dropped those videos years ago and they became viral, I was monetized at that time, but they changed the rule to now you have to have over 1,000 subscribers and a minimum of 4,000 hours of views.
It is very hard to figure YouTube. It's very hard to figure YouTube. Like, for some reason, all of a sudden, they've started monetizing some of the stuff that I have out there, and still it seems like it's getting throttled. And I have 39,000 subscribers, and yet I'll put out a video, and nobody knows I put a video out, even though it's monetized. Nobody's getting notifications. So YouTube, yep. YouTube is an adventure all its own, and don't hang too much stuff on it, and don't take it too seriously, and just go do the Keita thing and put those videos up that you're doing with the podcast and everything else. And I still think you should buy a camera, though.
Yeah, the equipment upgrade would be nice. At this point, we have no funding for equipment, so it's just not in the cards for us yet.
I totally understand. Well, I mean, if you were to get the right equipment, you could use it for your training classes as well.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Do you know what the right equipment is? You know how easy it would be? What it would be?
What?
GoPro Hero 10.
Yeah?
Yeah. It can stream. It shoots in 5K. They make it now with an extended battery to where you can stream as long as you want to and not worry about the 30 minutes. I'll have to tell you about that. We're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah,
Coach.
I hope you start getting on your feet more and reach your goals.
Yes, ma'am. Coming up next, writer Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.